Hey everybody, Paul, Karate Cafe. Another minisode. I'm actually on vacation here in New Mexico, Santa Fe. Just southeast of Santa Fe, I think. Or northeast. I don't know. It's all vague. It's all desert. Anyway, got up and did some kata the other morning and was incredibly winded. We're like 7,000 feet, I think, in elevation. And air's thinner than I thought. So I transformed my kata into Tai Chi kata. I also did a little Tai Chi. But that brought up an important point, is to remember that you can do your kata more than one way. I generally do my kata when I'm just noodling around a couple ways. I do it slow, or actually I do it regular speed, just to kind of, you know, walk through it and shake out the kinks. I'll do it slow. I'll do it really fast, and then I'll do it maybe like with a lot of power. Generally, the slow turns out to be more fluid, and the fast turns out to be with more power. And then I'll mess around with permutations in between that. So I might go medium speed or maybe faster speed, but really concentrate on being fluid and focusing on my power. And then on some I might go slow, but I might really try and get my hips in there and throw my power. You can hear birds in the background maybe. Anyway, I'm out here. I just actually got done doing kata, and I'm still a little winded, but it's really kind of cool doing it out here in the woods and whatnot. Ran into a snake about an hour or two ago, so that, you know, helped my reflexes. So just a little reminder that even though here on vacation, you can still train, and your kata is much more than just a one-trick pony. As we all know, there is bunkai, there are breathing exercises, there are many facets to kata or your forms, depending on what style or system you are. But you can always do it one way. You can adapt. Can't do kata hard and fast here without passing out. So instead, I slowed it down, and it really helped with my footwork, or really helps with my footwork. I can really concentrate on my stance and where my hips are and where my foot placement is. Once you do that, then you can really get your stance and you're nice and rooted and got your good foundation. Then you can concentrate on your hand techniques, about how your blocks or your strikes, parries are working out. Also, out here, it's uneven ground. We've got a gentle slope, so that kind of changed the dynamics as well. And there's cactus and rocks and sticks and everything else, so I'm doing it in shoes, so that also brings another dynamic in it, which keeps it interesting. So, anyway, just a little note here on vacation to let you guys know that, or to remind you, moreover, that that kata can be done many ways and should be done many ways. Whenever you get a little bored with your technique or your kata, and you think you need a little change, change it up. Change the speed, change the power. Look for the fluidity, and just look for hidden aspects that you never saw. Or change your training hall. Change your dojo. I'm out here in nature's dojo, and it brought a whole set of challenges on it. You can also develop on from that and maybe do, you know, some punching drills or kicking drills or something like that to kind of help remind you that, granted, I don't expect to be attacked in the what is essentially almost a KOA campground. It's really nice showers and running water and electricity, but it's a little rustic, but I don't expect to be attacked. But would you have to defend yourself in here? How's it going to work? You got loose soil, you got loose rock. That comes into play when doing your kata as well. So anyway, there you go. So there you go. Anyway, that's this mini-sode, and hope to have it out to you soon.